Contract, dedicated, and exempt carriers. Contract and dedicated carriers. Unlike common carriers, contract carriers and dedicated carriers are not required to make their services available to the general public, though they do require government authorization to do business and may be governed by economic regulations. They enter into contracts with terms specific to the customer and then receive a permit to carry out the business defined by the contract. Contracts specify rates, type of service, number and frequency of trips, etc., and liability. While contract and dedicated carriers are very similar, contract carriers may contract with more than one party, while dedicated carriers offer exclusive contracts to one party. Contract or dedicated carriers offer several advantages to logistics managers. Their rates are generally lower than those of common carriers, and because they aren't required to serve the general shipping public, they can adapt their business to a customer's specific needs by, for example, scheduling special deliveries or using specialized equipment. They may be more flexible than private fleets. The independent trucker is a special type of contract carrier who owns a truck, and perhaps a trailer, and makes arrangements to subcontract with other types of carriers, including common, private, contract, and exempt carriers. Exempt carriers. In the U.S., carriers who are not subject to economic regulation in their rates or terms of service are called exempt carriers. They are, however, responsible for compliance with state laws governing licensing and regarding safety, and in the U.S., they must publish their rates if they operate across state lines. Most exempt carriers operate locally. The market determines their rates, services, and availability. Exemptions are granted for specific commodities and for certain areas of operations, such as the zones around airports. Typical exempt commodities include raw materials and unprocessed agricultural products. Logistics managers rely on exempt carriers for a significant amount of business in their niches, such as local transport of agricultural products. The primary benefit offered by exempt carriers is lower rates. Their primary drawback is limited availability for many products and a limited range of operation.